Thursday, Vayeschanan, Shir 33, Parak Tes, Ois Yud. The Chafetz Chaim says that you're mechuyev to pay him, the worker, everything you owe him. It means even if you pay him part of it, and you don't pay him the whole thing, on the piece that you're missing, you're oiver on Baal Talan. Every dollar, you have to pay him every dollar that you owe him. And let's say you don't have enough money to pay everything that you owe him, but you have money to pay some of the things that you owe him, some of what you owe him. You also mechuyev to give whatever you have, even if it's not the full amount. You give whatever you have. And then he says in Ois Yud Aleph, one of the most important concepts in these halachas, and that is you're only oiver if he's teiver you, if he asks you for it. But if he doesn't ask you, even if you have the money, you're not oiver. Because it's as if he gives you rishus to hold on to it. And some say, he brings some achrayinim, that even if he's not teiver you, you have to make sure to pay him on time. You're just not oiver the lav. You have to make sure to pay him on time, which is very negia for babysitters. If they tell you how much you owe them, you're mechuyev to pay them right then and there, not wait overnight. Very important to keep in mind. Now let's say when the time that he was teiver you, he asked you for it, you don't have the money. And then afterwards you got the money, the second you get the money, you're mechuyev to bring in the money, or tell him that you have the money, and he'll come get the money, that you shouldn't be oiver on Baal Talan. You have to make sure that's one example. He says another halacha. Let's say you rented a car from somebody, and you finished what you had to do. You have to make sure to pay him when you're finished, even if the person is not teiver you, because the person might not know that you're finished the job. I mean, not everyone keeps track of where, you know, that you finished, you didn't finish. He might not know that you finished the rental. So that's why he wasn't teiver you. So basically, it's the equivalent of being teiver you. So then you're mechuyev to pay him if you rent something from him, even if he never asked you, if he didn't ask you yet, but it's possible he doesn't know that you finished. And that's the reason. And so you have to make sure to pay him, even if he's not teiver you. But generally, you're only mechuyev to pay him, you're only oiver lav if he's teiver you. Then he says that let's say this man passed and you were oiver on it, and then you waited a few days. He says the lav you're only oiver once. Once this man passes, you're oiver the lav. Now, if you keep pushing him off, you're not oiver the lav anymore, but you're oiver a different lav, a lav in Mishlei, that says you're not allowed to push somebody off to pay him. But the regular lav, you're only oiver once. The first time, if you don't pay him when this man is up, you're oiver. But after that, you're not oiver. He says a person that's a worker that knows that the balabayas doesn't have money only at certain times. Let's say when he goes to the marketplace, he has money. And he got hired by this balabayas. Then, even if he's teiver you, you're not mechuyev to pay him until when it's normal to give him the money. Because when he got hired, he understood that he's not getting paid until you get your money in. So this really applies nowadays. When a person makes up with his worker, you know, he's paying him bi-weekly, whenever he's paying him, whenever that man comes, that's when you're over. But because he came working for you with the understanding that he's working until this man of payment is. So usually nowadays, when you have hired workers, they understand that you don't pay them the second they finish the work. And therefore, you're only over Baal Talan if this man that you're supposed to pay them comes and you don't pay them. But until then, you're not over on Baal Talan.